good morning, good morning, good morning to you all. I hope you enjoyed listening to Terry and Thunderbolt and Scott before this show, and they had quite a bit to talk about. And I understand what Terry says. If those wrestling organizations would pick up Thunderbolt, that man can talk. And he can talk. Good man. I really enjoyed my time with him yesterday, and Scott, of course. You're listening to On the Air, and I'm Glenn Coble, and we'll be on here for the next 2 hours. And then after that, we're going to go into Swap Shop. I'm being lazy. I'm still looking for a dog, so my mind is elsewhere. I haven't been able to. Well, first of all, my old dog Cheyenne used to tell me what to do on my show, and I haven't got a new dog yet, so I'm kind of befuddled. So we're gonna do Family Feud today, as I think I heard Scott say we were going to do that anyway, so that's good. And Family Feud is really a fun game. Oh, we've got a phone call. Why don't we go and see who's on the phone here? If I can move everything out of the way here. Oh, my. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, for some, I turned you on about 5 minutes till 10, and there's a lot of static in the background on your station.
Okay. Did you happen to notice it when you just called us?
It's still
going on?
In the background.
Okay, I'll see if I can't figure out what's causing that. We really appreciate you all giving us a heads up on that, because we can't hear it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you very much, all of our callers. And I'm going to have to, I hope they're in a really bad stack, because I can't do anything for the next, about 40 minutes, and then I can look around and see what's going on. We may have something that, and I did notice our air conditioner is not working, so maybe we have blown a fuse and caused some problems somewhere, so we'll check in on it. I hope you can stand me for the next 40 minutes. I will try not to do anything here that might cause more static. I'm looking around. I really don't see anything that might cause static, but I'll also text our station manager, Scott, and see if he knows what's going on. So anyway, we're gonna drive right forward. We're gonna try to take care of business, and at the break, I will look around and see if I can't help that gentleman out, and you never know. Sometimes it's us, sometimes it's you guys. So depends on what's going on. All right. Well, the very first question I'm going to ask on Family Feud is kind of a fun thing, surely you'll get the very first thing without even trying. I think I'm not so certain you'll get the latter two things. But you'll for certain get the first thing. Let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 items. And these are done by Parade Magazine. They get a focus group together, and they give them questions, and then find out what their answers are. And it looks like they're about 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, about 95 people responded to this. So if you get one of the questions right, you're at least one of 95. Oh, well, I don't know. I can't figure math out. Never could. I took modern math in college because I wasn't a good math person. I thought modern math, that would be easy. They taught me that subset 2 plus subset 2 equals subset 4. Well, I could have done that without the subsets. But anyway, I'm not good at math, and I'm not good at reading, as you know, because I have a little dyslexia. Maybe that's why I'm not so good at math. I'm not real good at much stuff. I'm okay at most, and not real good at anything. How's that? All right, this first question, there are 8 answers, and give us a call at 740 383-9944 if you've got the answer. Okay? Now, you got your pencil out? 740-383-9944. Name something that might be full of holes. Name something that might be full of holes. That's our first question on Family Feud today, and I hope you got the answer. In most cases, all we're giving away is a good attaboy or attagirl, but we do appreciate you calling in with the answers. Lots of answers here. The first three are pretty simple. The last five get a little harder, and the last two are real hard. Okay? All right, we've got somebody that's brave enough to call in. Hi, you're on the air.
Swiss cheese.
Right off the top of the hat. There you go. Swiss cheese, of course.
Yes.
40 people agreed with you out of the 90 or 95. So I was going to say you're really smart, but you're just like the rest of us. But thanks for calling in. You get an attagirl.
Cool.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, excellent. Swiss cheese, right off the top. I knew that one would go pretty fast. The second one's considerably harder than Swiss cheese. But do you like Swiss cheese? I kind of like Swiss cheese. I don't want to eat it plain. I like it on like a hamburger or on a ham sandwich or something like that. But I'm not a big eat cheese plain fan. You know, there are people that love to just chomp on cheese. I'm not one of those people. Hey, we got another caller. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about your socks?
You got number two, Bob. Excellent. Yeah. Your socks have holes in it. You're right. Attaboy.
All right.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Bob got that one pretty quick, too. The socks, that's number two. So we got number one and number two. Those were the two that I was pretty sure would go fast. The rest of them are going to be a little tougher. The third one is, now, socks had 16 answers. The next one has 14, but then it drops off into single digits. So this next one, I don't know whether it's as easy as all that. We'll see what we're trying to name something that might be full of holes. Now, the way they say the question kind of gives you a hint on this one. So go ahead and give her a try, and let's open up a second question as well. Name something a naughty kid does to Santa. I know it's not that time of the year. Actually, it's kind of half Christmas time, right? It's name something that a naughty kid does to Santa. If you got answers, call it 740-383-9944. That's, you ready? 740-383-9944. Okay, we got the first, the two easiest ones right off the bat. Name something that might be full of holes. Swiss cheese and socks. Okay, we got somebody that's brave here jumping on the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Mine's the other one. The colander has holes.
Oh, that's a good answer. Let's see if it's on here. I haven't even looked down to see what's on here. A couple of these things we can't say on the air. Okay, it does not have colander, but that's a great answer. Thanks for giving us a try. Keep thinking. All right. Colander was not an answer. Oh, okay, got somebody else here. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Yeah, how about a tennis racket?
Tennis racket, that's a great one too. But, you know what?
What?
It's not on there. It should be. Something that looks a little bit like a tennis racket's on there, but it's not a tennis racket. Okay? Keep thinking. Bye-bye. All right. Not a tennis racket. Actually, the thing that's on there that looks a little bit like a tennis racket is even shaped a little bit like a tennis racket. So keep thinking. All right. Let's see here. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial, or you might be on the internet nationally, anywhere in the world. You can actually listen to us anywhere in the world. You go to our website and scroll down, and you'll see Listen Live, and you can listen anywhere in the world. Okay, we got another phone call. Let's go see what they have to say. All right, you're on the air. How can we help you?
How about the cap that you place over your head when you're going to, like, frost your hair? They have all those little holes that you pull your cap.
Oh, yeah, a shower cap-like thing.
Yeah, and it has all those little holes on it.
You
fluff your hair through to dye your hair.
You know what? I told somebody wrong. No, shower crap is not on there, but the last person, I think it was Bob, said a colander. Well,
Bob said tennis racket.
Oh, okay. Somebody said a colander.
Before Bob said colander.
That person is right, because they call it a strainer here, and I'm sure that's what they mean, is a colander. So
yeah, I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, it had to be. I just didn't read it right. All right, well.
I don't even know if we can trust you anymore.
I don't think you can. Ask my wife later.
Okay,
please.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. Well, we don't have a whole lot of fun here. That's the problem. I love this game. Get lots of phone calls. I get to talk to a lot of people. And, you know, another thing is it proves to you that there's more than one person listening to it. And that one person wouldn't be my wife anyway. She hardly ever listens to me. She said to me when I asked her, have you ever heard my show? She said, I listen every once in a while. I said, why don't you listen all the time? She said, I hear you day and night. I don't need to listen to you. I'll go on radio. And to tell the truth, I imagine she wouldn't listen because she likes to argue with me. So she can't argue unless she calls in, and then I could cut her off. So, ooh, that would really be bad, wouldn't it? Cut your own wife off the air. Well, anyway. All right, the two questions. Name something that might be full of holes. And so far we've got Swiss cheese, socks, and apparently we have a colander, which they call on this list a strainer. So I told the person we didn't have it, and I was wrong, of course. And then the next question is, name something a naughty kid does to Santa. What does a naughty kid do to Santa? Pull out that old, what was that movie called? I can't remember. Anyway, it had Elf. Pull out the movie Elf, and you can see what some naughty kids do to Santa. I like that movie. That's kind of a fun movie. It has a great ending, and I always get a little tearful when that girl starts singing, and then the crowd joins her, and the Christmas spirit is ignited, and Santa gets off the ground. I love that movie. Anyway, I always had a great opportunity, a great time around Christmas time. Being a minister's kid, you go to a lot of church services and you go to a lot of bazaars. But I always, Dad always read stories about Santa to us, and it was kind of nice, and Mom too. So anyway. I hope you're having a great day. We had a good morning this morning with Terry and Scott and Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt is in the area heading towards his hometown. I think it's Waterloo, Iowa. And he's not going yet. He's, as a matter of fact, they're going to have a party tonight. I think he said at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8 or something like that. And I heard him say it. He invited anybody that wants to stop by and meet Thunderbolt, just stop by. We're at 523 South Prospect. I couldn't remember if it was South or North. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and this is on the air, and we're doing a little bit of Family Feud, trying to find out if you can name something that's full of holes. Now, of course, everybody knew Swiss cheese, and everybody knew socks. Colander or a strainer is also another thing. All right, let's go to the phone. We got somebody else looking to get an attaboy. Hi, you're on the air.
Your bucket's got a hole in it.
my personal bucket? You're right. It does have a hole in it. Have a good day, Bob. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yes, my bucket does have a hole in it. And a lot of stuff has leaked out, including the little gray matter sometimes. All right. Let's see. Don't forget, after 12:15, we're going to have a swap shop. And apparently we have lots of things that have been sent in to us to announce. The one sitting right in front of me is a garage sale. So people are starting to remember us again now that COVID's kind of slowing down. People are getting out there a little bit more, and we're starting to get some yard sales and stuff and announcements. All right, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, how about donuts?
Donuts has to be on here. You know what? It is not on here. That's an error. I'm calling Parade Magazine and telling them they messed up. Why wouldn't that be on there? Well, maybe because it says full of holes instead of one hole. I don't know. I think it's a good answer. I'm going to give you an atta girl.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye. She deserved an atta girl on it. The donut should be way up at the top there with Swiss cheese, but it isn't on here, and I'm pretty sure it's because a donut usually only has one hole that you can see. There are a lot of holes on the inside of really good donuts. I love those donuts that are full of air. I don't know what they're called. Eclairs? I don't know. Anyway, I love those, and I could eat a dozen of them, but I dare not. I'm already big enough. I'm almost a junior Santa Claus. So, anyway, name something that might be full of holes is one question. The other question is name something a naughty kid might do to Santa. What would a naughty kid do to Santa? Did you ever do anything naughty when you went and sat on Santa's lap? I never did. I was a good boy. I guess when you're a minister's kid, for some reason or other, it's instilled in the back of your head that you better be nice in public. And I knew a lot of really rotten minister's kids. But in public, or where anybody could see it, we were all pretty good. I was kind of mischievous, but not out in front of people. If I was at church, I was a good boy. Everybody thought I was gonna be the best. And, of course, I had them fooled. I used to play that thing about being a minister's kid when I was in my early teens. I would tell mom and dad of the girl I wanted to date, you know, I'm a minister's kid, hoping that they'd think that was really good. And then I'd tell the girl when we got out in the car and got ready to go to the movie or something, you know, I'm a minister's kid. It changed my tone of voice. It never worked. Either way. All right. What is today? Today is... what day is today? Today is the 8th. The 8th of July. That's hard to imagine. I had a good 4th. I hope you did. My 4th was spent very quietly in my home, taking care of my son's dog, who does not like thunder, or definitely does not like fireworks. So it was kind of fun. She Relay is a big hound, and she kind of howled at the moon. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
All right, how about things that are full of holes or hubcaps?
I'm going to know that that's wrong, but no, we don't have hubcaps, but it sounded like you had something else in the back of your mind.
Well, for Santa Claus, you pull his beard.
Of course, that is number one. And a girl. And
there you go.
That had 40 people said, pull his beard. I never did that, and I have played Santa Claus, and I have had people pull my beard, but I've never had a kid pull my beard. It was usually some smart-aleck adult that would pull my beard. Okay, that's number one on name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Pull his beard. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
And a girl. Bye-bye. All right. Great answers. not a very nice thing to do to a Santa. You know, my beards, when I was really young and did a Santa Claus, I would put it on with theatrical glue, which actually stuck the beard to my chin. Now, you could pull it off, but it usually fooled them enough because they wouldn't pull real hard to start with. They'd just pull and find out, oh, this is really attached. But later in life, I wore one of those that you would, you know, you kind of tie around your neck, and those don't stay on very long once somebody gives them a little tug. Anyway, all right, now we've got name something that might be full of holes. We had Swiss cheese, and we had socks. Along with socks, it also included clothes, by the way. I don't wear clothes that have holes in them. Well, that's not true. I guess I have some blue jeans that have holes right around where the loops are, you know, and occasionally at the corner of a pocket. And then we had somebody answer a colander and or a strainer, and he answered a colander, and we had a strainer. So I gave him that because really a strainer is a colander, and a colander is a strainer. So I gave him that one. Unfortunately, I didn't tell him he was right until after he was off the air. name something a naughty kid does to Santa. Pull his beard, of course. That's the number one answer with 40 people out of, it looks like, about 80. So pretty much in the top half there. Very good. All right. Well, I hope you're having a nice day. It's a little bit on the muggy side for me. I'm not I'm not one of those people that likes mugginess. I'm not one of those real skinny people. I used to be when I was in high school and college and until I got married and my wife started feeding me. I think being a little on the porky side causes me to sweat a little bit more than I like sweating. And for some reason or other, in our radio station today, the air conditioner is off, which is not making me happy. But it doesn't bother me too much. I can live with it. Hey, if you want to answer any of these questions, by the way, we're doing Family Feud here. If you want to answer any of the questions, the two questions are name something that might be full of holes and name something a naughty kid does to Santa. If you want to answer either one of those questions, give us a call at 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hey, we've got several things that we're going to be mentioning on Swap Shop. Looks like we have a vaccination-free clinic, and we have a yard sale, and we have something out at Tall Grass Trail. Looks like we have a neighborhood supper. So we got several things to mention that have been sent in to us that we need to get out to you. And we have a fly in the studio right now. There are few things I like less than flies buzzing around my head when I'm on the air. I can stand an irritated a listener calling in and calling me a dirty name, but having a fly around my head while I'm on the air is not one of the things I want to have happen. Oh, well. All right. Hang on just a second. Whenever I do that, especially if it's on this particular show where I don't have an engineer and I don't have somebody helping me, that means I'm taking a drink of coffee and I don't want you to hear me gulp, 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 gulp. And so I did. And it tasted really good. I make good coffee. I do make good coffee. Even my wife likes my coffee. She never used to drink coffee. Is that bad? Am I leading her down an evil path drinking coffee? If I were a Mormon, I guess that would be. That's kind of an interesting place. When I was with DePaul University, we went to the Final Four. Actually, we spent a whole month out in the Salt Lake area, and everybody out there seems to be Mormon. And we learned a lot about that. I really I came home, and at the time I was still a Methodist. I came home and really thought that becoming a Mormon was not a bad thing. And not that I think it's a bad thing now, but I was really impressed with the people. They were very kind people to me. Now, at the time, being a... I wasn't an old white man then. I was just a white man. But being a white man, I suppose that gave me a little bit of props. They were not real friendly with African Americans at the time. It has changed some. I do remember we were walking across campus. I can't remember whether it was BYU or whether it was University of Utah or whatever. But we were walking across the campus, and it was, I think it was BYU. And I was walking next to our team physician, Dr. Hamilton. And Dr. Hamilton, now this, don't take this as an agreement that it's okay to smoke, but Dr. Hamilton smoked pretty heavily, and we were walking across campus, and he had a cigarette in his mouth, and a lady walked up to him and slapped it out of his face and said, "We do not smoke on our campus." And this is way before the anti-smoking on campus stuff came about. I don't think I had ever seen Dr. Hamilton so surprised in all my life. But it was okay. We walked on and I think went around a corner and he lit another one up. But Dr. Hamilton was kind of a curmudgeon. Great guy. When he passed away, he left in his will, he left this. He wanted his ashes to be... spread, I can't remember whether it was spread over Lake Michigan or spread on Wrigley Field. It was one of the two. It was in Chicago. He wanted his half of his ashes, I think it was spread in Lake Michigan. And the other half of his ashes were to be dumped on the dogs that lived next door that kept him awake all the time. Now, I don't know. You know, it's in a will. He had that put in his will. I don't know whether a lawyer can really enforce that or not. But he was, that's the kind of guy that Dr. Hamilton was. I just dearly love the man, and we had a great time. We went a lot of places together. Usually I did not room with Dr. Hamilton because Dr. Hamilton got his own room all by himself. But occasionally he and I were roommates, and it was interesting being his roommate. He had all sorts of unusual habits, and he snored a lot, but I did too, so we took care of each other. We had a great time one time out in San Diego. Dr. Hamilton was kind of a feisty older gentleman. And, well, I'll tell you this after we talk to the person on the phone. What do you say? Hi, you're on the air.
How about a poll?
How about a what?
A poll.
Yep.
You know?
I still didn't understand. Is this for what might be full of holes?
Yep. Got a hole in it. Probably got a hole in it.
I don't see that on my list. I've got five other things, and that's not on there. Let's keep
all right.
Trying.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye. Yeah, I didn't see that on my list. Once again, I have to look at this list a little more carefully because some of these things have two things. Like the colander is also a strainer. Socks was one of the answers, but it also had a little slash mark and said clothes. So I've got to be careful. I may be telling Bob that I don't have it, and I really do have something like it. Anyway, okay. Anyway, I was going to tell you about... got another phone call. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
What about a pool table?
A pool table's a great answer, but wrong. But there, you know, there is an athletic field of some sort, and it's not necessarily a grass field, but there's an athletic thing that has holes in it that reminds me of a golf. I just opened it up.
Oh, on the pool a golf course.
Yeah. I blew that one, didn't I?
Good job,
I'm going to give you a semi-atta girl because I blew it.
Let me do another one.
Okay.
It's the Santa Claus thing.
Yeah.
The pool is weird.
Oh, we got that one. That was the very first one we got. Yeah. You're not listening close enough.
I guess not. I don't get an attic all that time.
No, you do not.
Gosh darn it.
Okay. Well, keep thinking.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Boy, I blew that one big time, didn't I? I gave her the answer. A pool table's a good answer, but... she got an attaboy because I opened my big mouth and said golf, and then I knew that I had made a mistake. All right. There goes that coffee again. All right. Anyway, what was that? Oh, Dr. Hamilton and I, we were out in San Diego, and it was the National Cheerleaders Conference or something like that. And there were several basketball teams. There's this area in San Diego called Hotel Row, and there are just bunches of hotels running down this street. And this one that we were in was the biggest one. I think it was pretty close to 1,500 rooms or something like that. But it was full of three different groups, different basketball teams, cheerleaders, and cops. The police, the California Police Departments were having a big convention at that time. But anyway, I was walking back from having breakfast, and I noticed an M&M laying on the ground. And then I found another one, and then another one. And they just kept going. And I was walking back to my room, and they were kind of leading me back to my room. I got all the way back to my room, and this trail of M&Ms went back to my room. And I went in, and I asked Dr. Hamilton, "Did you know that there are M&Ms come to this room outside?" He said, "Yeah, I'm trolling for cheerleaders." Now, he really wasn't. He was trying to make me laugh, but he did a really good job. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a first grader?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's one of those things that we had Strainer and Colander, and we've had three different answers. They all mean the same thing. So I'm going to say, yeah, you got it, Bob, but we already had it.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, that was, you know, well, there's probably other names for those things. I use them all the time to rinse off my... I'm really getting a lot of lettuce out of my garden this year, so I need a colander. I call it a colander. Some people call it a strainer, and other people call it a filter or something. Anyway, I use it to strain the water or to drain the water off of my lettuce after I clean the lettuce. Now, and we had a bunch of birds. I had one... 2, 3, 4 bird feeders and a bird bath out in my backyard. And so we were attracting lots of birds. And so I really wanted to keep my vegetables clean because you know what birds do. I don't have that problem so much anymore because I found out from our naturalist, James Anderson, that there was some sort of disease. It was kind of a mysterious disease. Nobody really knew what it was coming from, but it was causing birds to get crusty eyes and get ill, and some of them just actually fell out of the sky. They asked people to put their bird feeders inside and not put them out for the birds, because if you have a group of birds, they have a tendency to spread their diseases. So, you know, much like COVID, if you get a bunch of people together and you have a lot of people that are unvaccinated and a lot of people that are sick, you're going to spread that around pretty good. Well, that's what the birds were doing within their group. So we took all the bird feeders down and the bath and everything. And this morning I told my wife, "Hey, there's a robin out here looking at me sorrowfully." This robin stood outside our window and looked into the window. Obviously, she knew where we were. And she stood there for the entire time that it took to toast my bagel. And so I'd guess it was 3, 4, 5 minutes. And she was still standing, staring at our window. I didn't take anything out because I don't want my birdies to get ill. That's not good when you have sick birds around. Now, our house had gotten to point... You remember the old movie, The Birds? A Hitchcock movie? Well, it had gotten so bad, my house looked a little bit like that movie. There were birds hanging out. We had doves, we had blue jays, we had cardinals, we had starlings, we had wrens, we had chipmunks, we had squirrels, we had bunnies. It looked like a Walt Disney film in our backyard. But now, the bunnies will come back. I guess they figured out how... They like the clover that's in my yard. I don't put any medicine... I don't put any killing stuff on my yards. I let them be natural. And so that's so that we can have these critters. The only thing I get anymore, occasionally I'll get a robin that stares at me, and then other times I will get a squirrel, and I used to chase the squirrels away because they'd eat a lot of the food, but I don't chase them away anymore because there ain't any food out there. And we always have bunnies hopping through our backyard, and I'm a little nervous about our bunnies hopping through the backyard. We have some little tiny bunnies hopping through our yard. I'm always afraid of those. We have occasionally seen a very large hawk in our neighborhood. So, and I do occasionally go out and look around and try and scare them away. I have found that I've found an app online so that I don't really call birds. Well, yes, I do intend to. who am I trying to kid? I like calling these birds with this app. I put it up to I have a little amplifier. I turn it on, and I'll maybe, put cardinal call on it. And I call the cardinals. Sometimes they get mad at you, though. You have to be careful with that. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, how about the guard or a fan?
The guard on what? I don't see that on here, Bob. Let's keep trying. Bye-bye. We've got all sorts of answers. Not none of which, but about half of them are not the right ones, but that's good because that means that people are trying. And if you'd like to try, and we're down to about 4 minutes, in the next 45 minutes, we'll continue this game, and then we're going to go over to Swap Shop. And on Swap Shop, I have some very interesting summertime trivia questions that we'll do, rather than the Family Feud thing. But I will... if you want to call in, you can call in after we get through the next 15 minutes. You can call in to 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I haven't heard anybody else complain that we have static in the background. If you happen to hear some static, you can give us a call and let us know that that you're still hearing that. If you don't want to go on the air to tell me that, here in 4 minutes and 45 seconds, we will go to our news, and you can call me, and you'll be off the air at that point if you'd like to tell me whether we still have static or not. I hope we don't. I hope we've gotten rid of it. I'm not quite sure where it was coming from, but I have noticed in my headphones that the sound sounds a little different recently, so I'm hoping something took care of itself. All right, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 on your FM dial, or if you go to our website and click, scroll down and click on Listen Live, you can listen to us anywhere in the world. We've had people listen to us from Spain. We've had people listen to us from Mexico, Canada. I'm trying to think if I remember anybody else. I do not remember anybody else outside of the United States, but we've had several people call from different states all the way, you know, from California, North Carolina, Florida, all around. And love hearing from all you people. It's great to know that we can actually get out and talk to you. Sometimes you want to tell us we're full of it, but that's okay. We're glad to hear that somebody is listening, right? We have the neat thing about this radio station. We have people all the way from my bent on my show called A Progressive Life, all the way to we have two ministers that do shows on here. We have people that are middle of the road. We have people that are everywhere on the spectrum of the politics. We don't, and most of our shows are not politically oriented. Mine is, and I'm trying to think if we have any. Oh, I would say Adam's sometimes is. We hope you enjoy yourself listening to the station. You can hear anything and everything here. And we try to give you up-to-date news and weather. And by the way, since I'm talking about weather, it's not raining outside right now, I don't believe. No, it isn't, but it's supposed to start back up around noon. After one, it goes up to about 70% chance. Two is 80% chance. But we're in the 70s, which is better than being in the 80s and even 90s. We got up to 91 a couple days ago. And in the 70s with rain isn't nearly as bad as in the 90s with rain. It kind of depends. If it's nice cold rain, that's good. But right now it's 75 degrees and there is no rain. So maybe I won't get wet when I go home today. Except for it does say at noon there's going to be rain, so I might get wet on the way home. I've got a lot of things to do today. I've got to get my hair cut. We're going to look at a puppy, which I've already been told has somebody else looking at it. And we have to drive a ways to go see them. It's really hard to find a puppy. If you have one hanging around that you don't want, give me a call here during Swap Shop, all right? Well, we've only got about 10 seconds, and thanks for listening. We will get back with Family Feud here after a couple of minutes, or after 15 minutes. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.